In the gospel reading today, when Our Lady speaks to her son, she says, "Behold, in sorrow your father and I have been seeking you." He said to them, "How is it that you sought me?" The question then that we have to ask is, do we seek him? Do we really seek the Lord with our whole heart? We go back, for instance, to the Song of Songs, and there we see the bride seeking her beloved. She gets a glimpse of him, and then he disappears. We see her going through the streets and asking the watchman, "If you've seen the one whom I love?" If that's the case, each one of us can ask that same question. Or ask the question, could we even ask that question? Have you seen him whom my heart loves? That's what we have to look at. We can look at our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph as they go back up to Jerusalem seeking our Blessed Lord. It is certainly true of them to be able to say they were seeking him whom their heart loved. Can we say that? Because ultimately, when it comes down to everything, the only thing that is truly important is the love of God and the love of neighbor. That's it. St. John of the Cross made it absolutely clear. In fact, he stated it point blank, in the evening of life, when we stand before God for judgment, it is going to be about charity. Period. How much love for God do we have? Is it really with the whole heart, as Jesus told us that we're supposed to be doing? Or is it just kind of, be mediocre? Don't want to push things too much here. He had something to say about that too. He said, be hot or cold, because if you're just lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So we look at that and say, I don't know. If you don't know, who does? God knows how much you love him. And if we don't even know how much we love him, then we don't love him very much. So that's our challenge. We look at the bride in the Song of Songs. We look at our Blessed Lady and the effort they were willing to make to be able to find him. Again, for the bride, it's wandering the town in the middle of the night. She's seeking him. She's looking for him. In the silence of her heart, she's not able to find him. She's willing to go and look and find to see if she could find him anywhere. While, of course, it doesn't say anything in the gospel about what happened, you have to remember, Jerusalem is up in the mountains. They had gone a day's journey, which means they went down the mountain. That is not an easy mountain to climb, because it's 7,200 feet at a pretty steep incline. So it's not like Our Lady and St. Joseph just had to wander through Jerusalem looking. They had to go back up the mountain looking for him. And they were willing to do whatever it was going to take. And I'm sure any of you would do the same thing for your own child. If you left a child behind and it took whatever inconvenience to find that child, you would do whatever it was going to take. There wouldn't even be a question in your mind. Why? Because you love that child that much. So how much are we willing to seek him? Who said, if you love anyone more than me, you're not worthy of me. So would we do that for him? Are we willing to do whatever is necessary? However inconvenient it may be, whatever it's going to cost us, are we willing to do that? Because we could look at it the other way and say to your and ask ourselves, just how inconvenient was it for him? He's God. He took a human nature to himself. Talk about lowering himself. Talk about willing to do whatever it's going to take, but no, that wasn't enough. Then he took that human nature and hung it on a cross. Because he said, I will do anything to be able to get to these people. Whatever it's going to take, I will do it because I love them that much. How about us? Yeah, I mean, I could pray, or I could look at the internet. YouTube, any day. Yeah, right. How much do we really love him? Are we willing to die to self in order to live for him? Are we willing to put him truly as the center of our life, as the one who is truly the most important? Because he is God. I realize that is not politically correct in our society. Who cares? Because when you stand in front of him, being politically correct is not going to cut it. I suspect if we try that game, he's going to say, but I have this that I hold against you. That I was politically incorrect and you were embarrassed of me. That you thought something else was more important than God. Not exactly what we want to hear on the day of judgment, is it? So it's something that we really need to look at within our own selves. Is our Lord just an important part of our lives? Or is our Lord our life? That's really what it comes down to. And everything has to flow from there. So we want to love him above all because he is love itself. And if we truly want to love the people around us more, we have to love him first. So if we're willing to inconvenience ourselves and we're willing to do whatever it's going to take to love the people that God has given to us, shouldn't we be willing to do that even more for God who has given everything to us? That's what we want to be about. So even though it's not the way he meant it, we can take what he asked Our Lady and we can apply it to ourselves again in a little bit different way. How is it that you sought me? How is it that you sought me? When it was convenient? When it was easy? When I was really in need? Oh boy, we can really pray when we're in need. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Come on, I need some help now. But when we're not that much in need, well, you know, we're not that interested. So how are you seeking him? Not just how is it, but how are you doing it? What we have to be about, what we have to be striving for, is the whole heart and soul and strength. That's what it is to be a Christian person. Not just to profess our belief in Jesus, but to truly love him, to seek him, to desire that union with him, to be one with him. That's what he desires for us, and that is what we need to be desiring as well. So again, ask yourself honestly as you look inside, how is it that I am seeking him?